Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Yesterday on the programme, we spoke about issues around hill walking and the increase in walking festivals and tours. And we had a representative of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association who said people are walking across their lands without engagement, without permission from the farmers who own the land. Well, Helen Lawless is the Access and Conservation Officer with Mountaineering Ireland, and she joins me now. Helen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Now, you contacted our programme about the duty of care that landowners owe to people who enter onto their hills or farmland. And you say changes were made to this last year, which we should be made aware of. So what are the changes?
Look, really welcome changes made last year. A landowner no longer owes a duty of care to a recreational user. So that could be a hill walker, mountain runner, kayaker. Mm. They no longer owe a duty of care in a situation where the person accepts risk willingly and knowingly.
Okay.
And
so there's
activities...
Go on. No, the reason that I'm stopping you there already, if I may, because there's a couple of question marks that fire up in my mind, right? So what do you mean? Let's say I'm out for a walk and I don't ask or get permission. I walk across a farmer's land. Am I accepting responsibility myself on that?
Yes, absolutely. The risk is inherent in what you're doing, and you can accept the risk by your words or your conduct. So you don't have to speak with the landowner for them to be absolved of any duty of care. Okay. It's effectively the law.
What if I pay a fee to go on the walking tour or the festival? Who has responsibility then?
If you pay a fee to a guide or to participate in an event, the organiser or leader in that situation has a duty of care towards you.
So the festival or the walking tour. What if the farmer gets a cut?
If the farmer is getting any payment other than a reasonable charge for parking, then their duty of care is increased and they would need to check with their insurers.
Really? Okay. So now that changes the game then. So go back to me walking without permission across the farmer's land. What if there is an electric fence, but there's no sign? Does a farmer kind of barge into a burden of a duty of care then?
No, not with something like an electric fence. The farmer would be doing something quite deliberate to conceal a hazard for them to possibly be considered reckless in this situation.
Okay. Okay.
Hill walkers going onto land should be cognizant of the risks that can occur in farmland, things like livestock, electric fences, and so on.
Okay, so the farmer would have to be actively causing risk. What if a farmer was fixing a wall on his land, for example, across a well-beaten path by recreational walkers, and he leaves debris and tools strewn around the place without warning signs? Would that do it?
No, again, that's an obvious hazard. If somebody can see a farmland is a workplace, it would not be surprising to find a situation such as that, and walkers should be vigilant for that.
On the programme yesterday, farmers mentioned that dogs were a problem, even though they might ask recreational walkers not to bring dogs, obviously livestock or whatever might be in danger, that they still do. Is that a common problem, is it, Helen?
Yes, it is. I mean, dog ownership has increased in Ireland, and we're finding more and more that dogs are simply not welcome in upland areas because so many farmers have had poor experiences with dogs not being kept on a lead and under effective control. Mm-hmm. So we would ask that people planning to go onto the hills leave their dog at home. It's not just to do with protecting sheep, which are, of course, part of the landowner's livelihood, but it is also about giving wildlife space to feed and to breed.
Okay. So the message I'm hearing, can I sum it up in this way, Helen? You correct me if I'm wrong here. Hill walkers, walk away and do your walking, and farmers, don't worry, you won't be liable.
Yes, walkers are responsible for their own safety, but we do encourage walkers to engage with landowners just to clarify that access is allowed on the route. And that engagement contributes to the quality of the relationship between landowners and recreational users. Because at the end of the day, all land is owned, and less than 20% of the land in Ireland is owned by public bodies. So participants in walking, climbing, kayaking, and so on, they're all hugely dependent on the goodwill and the tolerance of landowners.
One really brief one before we finish, Ellen, if I may. One farmer said to me yesterday that if a hill walker goes across his land, it's without permission, it's trespass. Is that correct?
The Occupiers Liability Act recognises three categories of entrant onto land. Visitors, and they're people that are there by right. That could be the Garda or the postman. Recreational users and trespassers. And trespassers are people who are on the land for a purpose other than recreation.
Okay.
The way in which a recreational user becomes a trespasser is if they defy a request to leave the land. So if a walker is asked by a farmer to leave and they don't do so, then they become a trespasser. Or if they pass a sign that says no entry, then they're trespassing. But by and large, participants in recreational activity aren't trespassers.
Helen, you have a crystal clear, I must say, it's very clear cut. Does that allay your fears, farmers? I wonder, 51551, hill walkers walk away, and farmers, you won't have a burden of liability in the terms that Helen has laid out. Anyway, Helen Lawless, Access and Conservation Officer with Mountaineering Ireland. Thank you very much indeed.